This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Residential housing starts, that is the number of new homes starting to be built, just like it sounds, fell to a three-month low in July, so said the Census Bureau this morning. We've talked about the housing shortage a lot on the program. It's expensive to build them, what with the cost of construction materials being what it is, and as a result, it's expensive to buy them or to rent them, which has some very real downstream implications for people out there just looking for places to live. And so we come to today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Sandy Lewis, and I just moved from Northwest Arkansas, Springdale, Arkansas, to be specific, and am now staying with my daughter and her family in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We were living in this house in Springdale, Arkansas, for 21 years, and with the hot real estate market, our landlady decided she wanted to sell. She showed the house, and she had a buyer, and then she sent us a letter saying we had to be out in 30 days. We were a family of five adults and two dogs. We're all in a fixed income. My husband lost his pension. He worked with Pan American World Airways for 32 years, and then my two adult children are on disability. So we started looking at purchase prices and felt we couldn't afford it. And we started looking at rentals and were shocked that rentals were so high. What's happening in our area, from what I understand from the realtors, is people are coming in from California and Texas and paying cash for these houses. Not only are the houses priced so high, the rentals are too. And we just could not find a rental that we could afford. It was the generosity of friends and family, a couple of people I don't even know that donated, that made us able to make the trip over here to South Carolina to my daughters. So that's how we got here. My belongings are in storage in Northwest Arkansas. We couldn't afford to bring everything with us. It's expensive to make a long-distance move like that. And until we are able to get a place of our own, that's what we had to do. We sent so much to Goodwill, downsized, and I worry about our... What I worry about most, I think, are the family photos that I should have brought with me that I left in the storage locker. Because I don't know what the heat is going to do to something like that. And then at some point, we will have to go back and bring everything with us, but that's very costly. So I don't know if or when that will happen. And I don't know where we're going to end up. It's hard to make a change in your life after all that time.
Sandy Lewis, out of Conway, South Carolina. If you've got a story about looking for or finding a home in this economy, you can tell us about it at marketplace.org.